It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
Ballot mania. Ballotopia.
Ballot palooza.
A six-pack of amendments. All of these are names for what we're seeing right now from various groups and organizations trying to get you to amend the state constitution. Come election day, we could see up to six ballot proposals and a question of whether or not to repeal the state's super controversial emergency manager law.
Right. The referendum. The deadline for these ballot campaigns to submit enough signatures, more than 320,000 each, was earlier this week. And if all of these ballot proposals are indeed approved, this would be the most ballots on a single election day since 1982.
Yeah, 30 years. And let's be clear here, Rick. It's really nice to think that these are grassroots groups, regular folks trying as they may to change their state's law. But not so much, right?
Oh, no, not at all. These aren't just a few people walking around trying to get their fellow citizens to sign their petitions. Each of these ballot campaigns has some deep pockets behind them, either unions or business interests. It costs a lot of money to organize and run these campaigns, to get people into the field to gather signatures and then process them and get them ready to submit. And that's why we saw some ballot campaigns fizzle, like the group trying to get a question about marijuana legalization on the ballot.
So this week, in the midst of all of these ballots with their signatures being turned in, we're seeing some pushback now. A Just Say No to Everything campaign has turned up.
Right. It's a business coalition that thinks that's the cleanest way to kill everything they don't like, especially the questions dealing with unionization and bargaining rights. Those have to deal with constitutionally protecting those, and a mandate that the state increase the amount of energy it gets from alternative sources, locking that into the state constitution.
Sure, but it seems like some of these amendments business groups would actually be in favor of. Like, there's the amendment that would require supermajorities in both the state house and Senate in order to raise taxes, something you would think businesses would like.
Indeed. But there is some concern in the business community that a supermajority requirement for new taxes could actually make it harder to cut taxes.
Explain.
That's because typically when the legislature cuts or eliminates a tax, it has to come up with some replacement for lost revenue, even something that's a net tax cut. For example, eliminating the Michigan business tax last year or the tax on industrial equipment this year required the legislature and Governor Snyder to replace some of that revenue. If they had to meet a high bar for coming up with new revenue, like last year's very controversial tax on pension income, they couldn't have touched the business or industrial equipment tax.
So it's kind of that be careful what you wish for kind of situation. You might just get it.
Mm-hmm. Also in that category might be the labor-supported Protect Our Jobs campaign. It would reverse a bunch of Republican limits on union organizing and fundraising. It would also preempt a right-to-work law in Michigan, even though Republicans in the legislature have yet to introduce that measure.
And so then if the Protect Our Jobs amendment was indeed rejected by voters in November,
that could give those Republicans the political cover they're looking for to introduce and possibly, probably pass a right to work law.
Sure, that makes sense. And by the way, Rick, can I just say how much I love these ballot committees' names? It's like there's this formula for coming up with them. You know, you just pick words.
I wonder if there's
like
a computer program that they just run them through.
Right. You know, you got to have the words protection, throw jobs in Michigan. And, you know, it's really hard.
Citizens.
It's hard to be against this. You know, the campaign for more casinos is the Committee for More Michigan Jobs.
Right. We need to hear from the opposition, the Committee Against More Michigan Jobs.
Right. And the supermajority vote for tax hikes is the Michigan Alliance for Prosperity.
Opposed by the Michigan Alliance Against Prosperity. Wait. That's too negative. The Michigan Alliance for Less Prosperity.
I like that. We should mention, though, there was one petition drive that did have a pretty specific name for what it was trying to do.
That very upfront.
It would be the Committee to Ban Fracking in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty upfront, and that one failed to get on the ballot.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.